The Future Legacy. As far as assessment, grades, level of education, or even the greatness of your mind are concerned, you can only be judged by the legacy you pass on to the future. There are no tests that you can take that will say anything meaningful. If you get bad grades or fail or drop out, none of that matters. That is all made up. All you are cutting yourself from is jobs that have strong preference that you do not have a life outside of them. The way people describe it in context of med school, for example, is you got to love it. But you can't do this because life is meant to be lived in balance. All of you, everything about you must progress forward, not just your career. Remember who you are. You are a miracle of the universe. And remember what you are meant to become, a great being. You have to inspire, educate, enlighten, and share beautiful wisdom and achievement. Make lasting and meaningful contributions to what will become history. You don't need to make big contributions. The smallest contributions are often the most powerful. So getting a perfect 1600 on that test and giving the senior orator speech at graduation is not what it appears to be. Just remember why that even became a thing you wanted. You were searching for what to do in life, trying to answer what's next or then what. This is still a primitive world, a world of supply and demand. The test, the college, and the job are here to get the maximum out of you at the minimum price. For this lifestyle, it is quietly preferred that you do not have a life, that you wear gray that matches your cubicle, and that you keep your desk clean. People who disagree with this do not realize that they have missed out on promotions. They will never know. The way I think of it is this. This so-called career lifestyle uses less than 10% of your brain. And when you are brainstorming at the meeting, I'm pretty sure you use something like 2%, maybe less. Outside of tests, college, university, career, you exit the tunnel and become an entrepreneur. The way that works is you show your investors that their investment will make your company make more money, and they will give you money to make your company grow, and then take 10% of what you make. Say you build a company that steadily sells workout music, but you only have 10 albums. With $100,000 from investors, you can hire musicians and advertise more. Now you have more albums, more sales, and make more money, and you give that 10% back to the investors. This is kind of not a bad deal. 10% is not that big, and without investors, you would not be making anywhere near the money that you are. Investors are just people with money that like spreading odds of success. They don't want to invest a lot in one company, they invest a little in many. Most of their investments will fail, but eventually few of them will hit it big. Their initial investment of $100,000, which is huge for a tiny startup, will return $100 million as the little company makes their first $1 billion. The reason why I give you this example in some detail is because this is yet another answer to what's next or then what questions. The new answer is become a business person, entrepreneur, or founder, and find a path to success. There is a big difference between tests, college, university, career, an entrepreneur. Because in the first, you are told what to learn in order to become a useful business tool. And in the second, you choose what to learn and where to go. By making choices that fit you, by learning at your own pace, and by choosing books that fit your existing knowledge and predispositions as you continue growing, you begin walking a new path and begin specializing in unique talents. This will make you a strong and confident business leader with a unique vision towards the future, and help you build a unique legacy. Because once you find success, you will be able to call to others and show them how you got there. You are a miracle of the universe. Do not let schools mistreat or trick you. Do not let anybody try to squeeze you into a cubicle. You are meant to become a great being. You are meant to grow in health and balance. The world does not need the hardest working you, the most tired and disenchanted you. The world needs the best you. The healthiest and happiest you, the most creative and inventive you. Live strong. Live happy and grow. Look deeply into the future. Search for knowledge and wisdom, and if you so choose, greatness too. And finally, once you reach your golden age, take time to help others become more like you. That is an important part of your legacy.